The European Union is criticizing Russian authorities for badgering foreign companies who are building major oil and gas facilities off the country's Pacific coast. Analysts say it's a drive to give Russian companies greater control. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
The Natural Resources Ministry says it's canceling its own environmental approval for Royal Dutch Shell's massive liquefied gas project off the far east island of Sakhalin. The decision could halt work on the $20 billion decade-long project and the biggest foreign investment deal in Russia. Sakhalin 2 is one of three major production sharing agreements, PSAs, the government signed in the early 1990s. Environmental groups have long warned the Shell project violates environmental rules. But economist Mikhail Subotin says the government pressure is really tied to ongoing commercial disputes between Shell and the state natural gas monopoly Gazprom over control over profits and pipelines. The unrelenting pressure on the Sakhalin project, he said, the constant official checks and tests are absolutely excessive and go far beyond the bounds of reason. Other officials have recently questioned a Sakhalin project led by French Total and a $12 billion complex by ExxonMobil, scheduled to launch within weeks. Japanese Mitsui and Mitsubishi companies have a combined 45% stake in Shell's Sakhalin 2 project, and the Japanese government has warned delays could hurt relations between Moscow and Tokyo. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.